Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, this being the, the 18th of January of 2023. I'm your host, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from Midland, Michigan, where I live. I am sorry for the little delayed start. I do now have my ducks in order. We just had a little technical glitch that we had to figure out with this new equipment that I am using. And yeah, just this little equipment that I'm using. And we're figuring it out. That's the only reason why we started slightly late tonight. Otherwise, we would have started, you know, at the normal time. Because I'm not the person who just starts late, you know, on purpose. I don't do that here. You know what other shows might do, it's their business, but I generally try to run a more quality show than that because but I digress. It is great to be with you. I pray that you've come ready to receive tonight from the Lord. And let me tell you, listeners, if you did not tune into last night's show, that was fled by the Spirit. But it was about freedom. Getting freedom, because first what had happened is we had talked about how God can free people from these addictions where they might be addicted to substances, so they might be dealing with substance abuse, they might be dealing with those kinds of things. And we took authority over that. We took authority over the spirit of suicide. Because let me tell you, that spirit of suicide is very real. And that's why it's so important that we take authority over the spirit of depression. Because some people, to someone who's not depressed, you could be like, oh, yeah, depression's not great. But at the same time, depression's not depression. It's not exactly fate. Oh, when you become depressed down the line, that can lead to thoughts of suicide. And most everyone, you know, that has had those thoughts has also. It all started with depression, didn't it? It all started with depression or oppression, one or the other. That's why we have to take authority over those things, because it was, you know, a night of, you know, teaching on being free, you know, from being free from evil spirits, being free from that kind of stuff. And I pray that you tuned in. If not, you can go online to Blog Talk Radio and listen to it, share it with other people, because what I said, obviously, I'm sure, maybe there's people who are listening tonight who did not listen last night, need to hear that, because the Lord, the Word of God has answers. You see, the Word of God has answers that others don't have and maybe even wish they had, but they don't have those answers. But God does. God knows everything. God knows everything. God knows where you are right now. He knows what you're going through. And you know what? You don't have to be alone, because God's on your side. And because, you know, he's fighting for us. He's lighting up the kingdom. I mean, he's pushing back the darkness and lighting up the kingdom that can't be shaken. The kingdom of God cannot be shaken. The enemies are to be defeated. You know, the enemies are whatever it is that's in our way, that's trying to hurt us, that's trying to take away our joy, that's trying to take away our life in Christ and rob our life. And so, and we have dominion. We have authority. As I taught the other night, that God has given us authority. And tonight I'm going to teach on Joshua and the Battle of Jericho. And there, and God gave them the city. And they were given specific instructions. Those children of Israel were given very specific instructions that they were expected to follow in order to, you know, receive what they had been promised. And so we'll be teaching on that. And so, so this message of, you know, freedom and victory is just, you know, and authority is just what I feel like at the moment. Listeners, like, that's what I'm supposed to be teaching on. I feel like that's the stuff that's happening, going to be happening for the people of God this year. So that's why I'm teaching this way. Teaching, you know, on freedom. You know, teaching on, you know that we have authority, that God's given us authority, and also teaching on, teaching on, you know, that we have victory, and that Jesus, we can have victory, and so it's been great. I'm not trying to brag on me in any way, shape, or form. All I'm saying is that I just feel like that's what people tuning into the show, it's what I feel like they're supposed to hear. You rather hear that than hear you're naughty and we're after you. Unless you've been naughty, then you need to hear you're naughty and we're after you. You know? Because if you've been naughty and we're after you, and no one tells you, how are you going to know? Right. you know? So that's why we believe, you know, That's why I believe the Word of God. And I know that it works because I've had firsthand proof that it works. I work it. It's worked in my life over the years. There's been times, you know, that I needed, you know, help, and God's been there. You know, through different struggles that I've had. And even when I felt defeated, I continue to trust in God. And he's helped me. Because just because you feel defeated, you don't give up just because you feel defeated. And don't you think that's the best way to end up getting defeated? It is by giving up just because you feel defeated. Because if you feel defeated, then in that case, you decide to just stop fighting just because you feel that way, defeated you will be.
Yeah.
Like if the ball team does that, they will lose. They will lose, and it could very well be a very harsh tough loss. And at that point, it probably will be, unless the other team is just not playing very good. But I mean,
feelings can deceive us.
But those feelings, you know, that's why we keep being into the mark. And so that's why I keep trying to give you these words of encouragement, because in these last days, you know, encouragement's important, and that's why I'm here telling you, you know, be encouraged. You know, God can, you know, if God can help me, you know, if God can do one thing, he can do miracles for you in your life. And I know he can, because I've seen the miracle working power. That's why this show is called Miracle Man. Me and Preacher Man did not sit there and name it Miracle Man by accident. We did it on purpose. A very good purpose, I will say. A very good purpose. Because whenever I heard a parent, you know, tell their child, you know, that they did something wrong, you know, and they'll be like, it'll be like, well, I didn't mean to do it. And the parent says, well, you did it on purpose. In a moment, I'd almost be wondering, you know, okay, what's the purpose? What was the purpose? Well, we named the show The Miracle Man with the purpose, a purpose so that people could see, you know, that this is, you know, coming forth from a man who has seen many miracles from God in his life, referring to me. And that's the purpose for why it's named that. That's the purpose. And so that's why I've been coming to you like this three nights a week, you know, every Monday night, every Tuesday night, and every Wednesday night for the last 5.5 years. And it's been just great to see what God has done. And, you know, just moving across the world as people have tuned in to this broadcast and have, and, you know, I can't wait to hear the stories when I get to heaven about the, from the people that listened to my show and got delivered, got healed, gave their life to Jesus. Hey, Miracle Man, I wanted to let you know, I got saved listening to your show. I was, you know, and they might explain, you know, they might, you know, I was going through la 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 la, and you were there.
Yeah.
And you helped me. Or maybe like during COVID, you know, and I would be teaching on fear, you know, and that, and the plagues, and how the plagues were stayed from off the land. Because the people of God pray. And so, we just keep on, as they say. And that's what you do in God. You just keep on keeping on. Unless the Lord tells you different, if what you're doing is working and God told you what to do, you keep doing it.
Yep.
And so that's what I've been doing these last 5.5 years, you know, coming to you, being obedient, just bringing the word of God, you know, the last couple of years, you know, singing on every episode, and you know, it's just been great to see God has done. And so, and I always like to say, this should not be a replacement for you going to the house of God. It should not be a replacement for you going to the house of God. Now, can it supplement it? Oh, yeah. Yeah. It can supplement it, you know, and you get, you know, word of God and you and that, but it should not be the replacement. Like, it's not meant to be like, you know, like a meal replacement shake that you might go get at, you know, Tropical Smoothie Cafe or wherever you might find it. I want to say Tropical Smoothie actually has some of those, don't they?
Uh-huh.
And they're actually, because they're regular smoothies, which are different, but then there's also the meal replacement shakes.
Yeah.
Now, that's not what this is. This is because, for one, this is not Tropical Smoothie Cafe. This is the Miracle Man Show. And I'm not talking bad about Tropical Smoothie or any place like that. But this can supplement. This is like supplement. So this is like, you know, you're taking your, you know, different vitamins, your different multivitamins.
Yeah.
Like, that's like what this is. And it's like you're just getting that little booster. That little vitamin booster, the word of God, and it just works, and it's like you're getting that booster shot. I mean, the real booster shot, not the COVID one that we don't know what on earth is in it. You know, and I want to remind couple of things. The first thing I want to remind you of is about the book Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life. It's the story of how God has always been there for me and helped me through so many different things. It's not just about the sicknesses and diseases that I faced very early in my childhood. It goes beyond that, even though that's in there. But, you know, you even get some of the testimony of my mom in there, too. So it's like you're getting a two-for-one.
Mm-hmm.
It's as if you're getting a two-for-one special.
Yay.
And that's a good way. That's a good way to market it. It's like you're getting a two-for-one because, in a sense, it's like you're getting two miracles for the price of one. Because you're also getting the story of my mother's miracle and how she had not been to church in 11 years before she found out she was pregnant with me and decided to get in the house of God after seeking some help from the open door. And she got, and in the process, she got freed from drugs, alcohol, cigarettes. And if God can do it, so that's why I say, in a sense, you really are getting a two-for-one deal, because you can read about how God can free you from drugs, alcohol, you know, that from the substances. You also learn about how God heals from sickness, diseases, you know, and even, you know, there's even financial breakthroughs in there. So you're getting quite a good package of work that God has done. So you're actually getting a very good package. And of course, I'm not going to give everything away, but I'm just saying you're getting a pretty good package deal. It's like you're going to, you know, like you're going to like your favorite food place, and this is like you're getting like the ultimate five courser. it's like you're going in there and you're getting your breadsticks or whatever, your bread or whatever, your salad, your meal, your soft drink if you drink those, or coffee or whatever, and then your dessert. It's like a five-course deal.
Yeah.
All in one. So you get, it's like you're getting the complete package. And you can go online to find out all about it, including the cost, the price to buy the book and what have you, at riversofmiracles.com. That is Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com. Find out information about the book and how you can get it into your hands, because I want you to have that book. I'm believing God for you to get that book. And the more books we can sell, the more damage that can be done to the devil's kingdom.
Amen.
That's the way I see it, because I plan to keep on doing damage to the devil's kingdom, because I'm fed up with the devil. I'm fed up with him. We should be. So the other thing I want to remind you about is the PayPal. If this show has been a blessing into your life, and I pray it has been, and you can go online to paypal.com, and in the search bar, when you get on PayPal, you can type in my name, which is Rivers, R-Y. Y as in yo-yo, V as in violet, R-Y-V-E-R-S, and then the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. That is Rivers Shukla. I want you to keep in mind something real quick. Two things, actually. Number one, the first R in Rivers, and then the S in Shukla, both of those are capitalized. Both of those are capitalized when you're getting that website. The other thing, listeners, that I want you to keep in mind is that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. I always tell you, listeners, this so that when you sow your seed, you can make sure that it's going to the right place and not going to Hoogla Hoogla, that who knows what they'll do with it. But when you sow into this, you help keep the show going. I never use it to fatten my wallet or anything like that, listeners. I don't do that. I just keep this thing going and blowing, believe in God to advertise, believe in God for more and more people to be a part of the show. That's, you know, that's what I'm believing for, because I'm believing to reach more people and to see more people get saved. And so, and I know this, if you have tuned into this broadcast, don't turn me off. Why? You say, why would you tell me not to turn me off? Because chances are you have not tuned into this broadcast by accident. You clicked on it with very good purpose. And we've had people tuning in from Muslim countries. Any country that has more than 1% of the audience, it gets shown on the list of countries. And so that's great to see when we have people tuning in from even Muslim countries where Christianity is basically forbidden, like in North Korea. Christianity is basically forbidden. It's like they don't know when it's December 25th that it's Christmas and the rest of the world. In so much of the world. And we're reaching them. And we're doing it. And we're not just reaching them. We're reaching them with love and kindness and mercy. And, you know, the love of Christ, the way the love of Christ works. And I love him. And it's been great to see what he's done. And I know, he's not done with me yet. If he was done with me, I would have been given up on, I'm sure. But he hasn't given up on me yet. So that me, and I'm not dead yet, because I believe something. If I'm not dead, Jesus is not done. And I hope that that's a motto that you listeners can, at least keep in mind, is that if I'm not dead, he's not done. Because, and I know it can sound cliche maybe, but for me, it's not cliche at all. Because, to be honest with you listeners, doctors said that I should have been dead by the time I was 12. They had told us when I was very, very little that he likely would not be able to carry himself past 8, and that he wouldn't be able to live past 12. But I've more than doubled that. In fact, over 2.5'd it. 2 3/4'd it actually now, meaning 2.5 times what they said. Ha ha, devil!
Right.
I win.
Yes,
and I'm winning, and God's winning, and it's how I know and can boldly proclaim that if I'm not dead, I know for a fact that God's not done. And so that's why I'm able to sit here tonight and do this broadcast and encourage you like this. And when, you know, you sow your seed, you just help keep it going. And when you go online to that website, you type in my name, and then, you know, you sow that seed. And it's up to you what you sow, you and God. I'm not going to sit here and turn my talk show into fundraisers. I'm not gonna sit here and turn all my broadcasts into fundraisers. Some other broadcasters might do that, but that's their business. I don't do that. And so You know, whatever you sow is between you and God. And if you feel any pressure, it's God. That could be God trying to get you to sow seed. It's not me giving you pressure, because I want no pressure. That's how we do this, because I don't believe in pressure offerings. I mean, if I was the pastor of a church, I wouldn't be doing pressure offerings, because they but anyhow, now I'm going to give you the verse, you know, that you can stand on when you sow your seed. And he says, and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Not tipping over, running over, shall men give into your bosom. Luke 6:38, and I stand on that. And so, praise God. Now I'm going to sing a couple songs and then get into the word of the Lord for tonight.
For the deliverance that I've seen, they will deliver me from the deliverance of vagabond. I cannot believe what I've seen. They will deliver me. No, a vagabond. I met a man I didn't know, and he told me that I was not alone. You picked me up, you turned me around, you placed my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because he healed my heart, changed my name. Forever free, I'm not the same. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, I thank God. So long to my old friends. You're not welcome here. When I'm not alone, I sing of how you saved my soul. This wayward child is found back way back home. You pick me up, you turn me around, you place my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because you healed my heart, you changed my name. Forever free, I'm not the same. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, I thank God. Hell lost another one, I am free. I am free, I am free. Hell lost another one, I am free. I am free, I am free. Hell lost another one, I am free. I am free, I am free. Hell lost another one, I am free. I am free, I am free. Hell lost another one, I am free. I am free. I am free. Hell lost another one. I am free. I am free. Yes. You pick me up. You turn me around. You place my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master. I thank the Savior, because you healed my heart. You changed my name. Forever free. I'm not the same. I thank the Master. I thank the Savior. I thank God.
Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Feel, pick me up. Heal my heart. Change my name. I'm not the same. I thank the Master. I thank the Savior. Because you healed my heart. You changed my name. Forever free. I'm not the same. I thank the Master. I thank you, Savior. I thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're the one who made the heaven. You're the one who shaped the earth. You're the one who formed my heart long before my birth. I believe you always lead me. All my days have been ordained. All your thoughts toward me are holy, full of love and grace. Oh, yeah. You are the one. You are holy. You are the one. You are worthy. You are the one. You are the one. Everlasting. Lord, you are the one. You're the one who made the heavens. You're the one who shaped the earth. You're the one who formed my heart long before my birth. I believe you'll always lead me. All my days have been ordained. All your thoughts toward me are holy, full in love with love and grace. Oh, yeah. You are the one, you are holy. You are the one, you are worthy. You are the one, you are the one, everlasting. You are the one. I will worship. You are the one I will serve all my days. You are the one. You are the one everlasting. Lord, you are the one. 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 You are holy. You are the one. You are worthy. You are the one. You are the one. Everlasting. You are the one. I will worship. You are the one. I will serve all my days. You are the one. You are the one. Everlasting. Lord, you are the one. Oh, you are the one. You are the one. You are the one. Thank you, Jesus. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence. Living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word. Spoken to me, this is the air I breathe, this is the air I breathe, Lord, your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me, and I'm desperate for you. Ooh. And I'm lost without you. And I'm desperate for you. Ooh. And I'm lost without you. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your very, your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread.
This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me, and I'm desperate for you. Oh, and I'm lost without you. Oh, and I'm desperate for you. Oh, and I'm lost without you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're here with us. You're here with us, Jesus. Thank you that if you're for us, who can stand against us? And we know you're for us. You're moving. Thank you, you're moving in our midst. And we need you. We need more of you in our lives. And we need you just like how the desert, a desert needs the rain. And thank you, Lord God, that you come into us and you fill us with your love. Thank you that you love us so much. You care about us so much that you would never leave us astray. That you, Jesus, that you are always with us. And you are Emmanuel. And that you are always with us. Always. Not just some of the time. You're always there with us. You're always, you know, hemming us in, always making a way for us when it seems like there's not a way. You are that way. As you are the truth, as you are the life. And I thank you for that tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this word tonight, that you use me to teach the word tonight. You use me as an oracle, Jesus. But thank you, Jesus, that you have made me an oracle. And that you just use my voice, my vocal cords, to utter what these people need to hear from you. And that you not only use me to speak it, but you anoint their ears to receive it so that they can make use of it and apply it for themselves, Lord, so they can get from it what you want them to get from it. And I thank you, Master, for that and for what you're doing with that. Now, Lord, I thank you that you're meeting all the needs represented tonight. Every need, regardless of what the needs are. As I know, Lord, that you're just meeting the needs of all these listeners, whatever these needs are. And I just trust you. And I know that you're meeting the needs tonight. And now my confession over this program, that sponsors come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come to this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming in to your kingdom as a result of this radio program in Jesus' matchless name. Amen, amen, and amen. And now,
And so now let's turn, if you would please, to the book of Joshua chapter 5. Ooh, amen. We're opening up the Word of God, and I want to encourage you listeners, wherever you are, be a part. Don't just sit at home and be like one of those mannequins that my pastor has teased about in the past. And I promise you, in my church, there are no mannequins. There was no robbery of the local Target or Walmart or wherever where you would find mannequins. No mannequins taken. Because my pastor was teased before and said, they're not mannequins in this church. It's just that they won't say amen. So he teased about it and said that. That's why now the way I tease about it is I like to say there's no mannequins. I say there's no mannequins. I say there were none taken. Because the only place I know of where you find mannequins is like from like stores.
Yeah.
Does Walmart have mannequins or not really?
No, I just thought of that. I don't remember seeing a mannequin at Walmart.
I think there's more at Target than anywhere else.
Yeah, Target has the most mannequins. Definitely.
And any store that's in a located in a mall.
Yeah, maybe like a JCPenney.
I feel like malls are mannequin magnets.
They are. There used to be more back in the day. It seems like there's less.
What? There was a mannequin for every section?
like
there were.
Yeah, now they closed. Always mannequins. Now it's less and less.
Oh, yeah. But anyhow, Joshua 5, let's go. Thank you, Jesus. We're open. I was just using my silly, you know, mannequin thing. But be a part. Don't just sit there and you decide. Okay, 5, verse 1. Now when all the Amorite kings west of the Jordan and all the Canaanite kings along the coast heard how the Lord had dried up the Jordan before the Israelites until we had crossed over their hordes, their hearts melted, and they no longer had the courage to face the Israelites. At that time, the Lord said to Joshua, make sharp knives and circumcised the Israelites again. So Joshua made sharp knives and circumcised the Israelites. Now this is why he did so. All those who came out of Egypt, all the men of military age, died in the desert on the way after leaving Egypt. All the people that came out had been circumcised. But all the people born in the desert during the journey from Egypt had not. The Israelites had moved about in the desert 40 years until all the men who were of military age when they left Egypt had died, since they had not obeyed the Lord. And the Lord had sworn to them that they would not see the land that he had promised, the land that he had solemnly promised their fathers to give them, a land flowing with milk, honey, whoopies, donuts, cups. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Oh, those last two things. Oh, that wasn't in there. Flowing with milk and honey. So he raised up the place. And the ones Joshua circumcised, they were still uncircumcised because they had not been circumcised on the way. And before their whole nation had been circumcised, they remained where they were in camp until, and just turning the page, until they were healed. Then the Lord said to Joshua, today, I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt. Place has been called Gilgal to this day. On the evening of the 14th day of the month, while camped at Gilgal on the plains of Jericho, the Israelites celebrated the Passover. The day after the Passover, that very day, they ate some of the produce of the land, unleavened bread, and roasted grain. The manna slipped the day after they ate this food from the land. There was no longer any manna for the Israelites. But that year they ate of the produce of Canaan. Now when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and asked, "Are you for us or for our enemies?" "Yes," he replied, "but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come." Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and asked him, "What message does my Lord have for his servant?" The commander of the Lord, Lord Zama, replied, "Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy." And Joshua did so. We'll read this chapter 6. Now Jericho was tightly shut up because of the Israelites. No one went out and no one came in. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its king and its fighting men. March around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 7 priests, carry trumpets." With rams. Ram's horns in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times, with the priests blowing the 7 trumpets. When you hear them sound a long blast on the trumpets, have all the people give a loud shout. Then the wall of the city will go up, every man straight in. Joshua, son of Nun, called the priests and said to them, "Take up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. Have 7 priests carry trumpets in front of it." And he ordered the people to advance. March around the city, the armed guard, with the armed guard standing ahead of the Ark of the Lord. When Joshua had spoken to the people, 7 priests carrying the 7 trumpets before the Lord went forward, blowing their trumpets. And the Ark of the Lord's covenant followed them. The armed guard marched ahead of the priests who blew the trumpets, and the rear guard followed the Ark. All this time, the trumpets were sounding. But Joshua had commanded the people, "Don't give a war cry. Don't raise your voice. Do not say a word until the day I tell you to shout. Then shout." So he had the Ark of the Lord carried around the city, circling it once. Then the people returned to camp and spent the night there. Joshua got up early the next morning to the Lord. The 7 priests carrying the 7 trumpets went forward, marching before the Ark of the Lord, blowing the trumpets. And the armed men went ahead of them, and the rear guard followed the Ark of the Lord while the trumpets kept sounding. On the second day, they marched around the city once again, and they returned to the camp, and they did this for 6 days. On the seventh day, they got up at daybreak around the city 7 times in the same manner, except that on that day, they circled the city 7 times. Seventh time around, the priest sounded the trumpet blast. Joshua commanded the people, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city. The city and all that is in it are to be devoted to the Lord. Only Rahab, the prostitute, and all who are with her in her house shall be spared, because she hid the spies that we sent, but kept away from the devoted things, so that they will not bring about your own destruction by taking any of them. Otherwise, you will make the call of Israel liable to destruction and bring trouble on you. All the silver and gold, the articles of bronze and iron are sacred to the Lord and must go to his treasuries." When the trumpets sounded, the people shouted. And at the sound of the trumpets, when the people gave a loud shout, the wall collapsed. Turn on the page. So every man charged straight in, and they took the city. They devoted the city to the Lord and destroyed with the sword every living thing in it, men, women, young, old, cattle, sheep, and donkeys. Joshua said to the two men who had spied out the land, "Go into the prostitute's house and bring her out and all who belong to her in accordance with your oath to her." So the young men who had gone spying went in and brought out Rahab, her father, mother, brothers, and all who belonged to her. They brought out her entire family and put them in a place outside the camp of Israel. Then they burned the whole city and everything in it. But they put the silver and gold and the articles of bronze and iron into the treasury of the Lord's house. But Joshua spared Rahab, the prostitute, with her family and all who belonged to her, because she hid the men that Joshua had sent as spies to Jericho. And she lives among the Israelites to this day. At that time, Joshua, for the Lord, is the man who undertakes to rebuild the city. Jericho, at the cost of his firstborn son, or lay its foundation, at the cost of his youngest, the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame spread throughout the land. So,
let me check that clock.
So you see here, folks, so Joshua was told, you know, and the Israelites, they were told, you know, march around Jericho, days in a row, do it once a day. Seventh day, go around on the seventh day. Go around not once, not twice, not 3 times, 7 times, 7 times. They obeyed. they were told, you know, don't make any noise except for these trumpets. I always like to tease whenever I read this, try to compare it to a marching band. Try to march into the stadium, like for the football game, and only have the trumpets going and no one else. How's that going to work? How's that going to work? Have the band kids be, sit there and be like, what? We don't get to do all this other stuff. We don't get, you know, no, nope. And I like to say, because you mean to tell me they didn't have anything else? No drum line, none of the other stuff, no color guard. Where's all that? Now where I live, we didn't have color guard. I still go to the football games to this day in my city. You guys didn't have color guard, did you? No color guard at Meridian?
Maybe toward the end of...
No flag runners?
Yeah, I guess we did have them.
But no color guard.
Well, there were flags.
Is that what color guard is?
No, good question.
But anyhow, you know, with the art, no color guard. God said certain things. So obviously they did it that way, which, you know, honestly, I wouldn't complain. I would do it God's way on it, even though I'd be like, oh, by the way, we need the marching band. You know I would too, don't you? I'd be like, we need them, and knowing me, you know, I'd want to almost, because there's been times when I've went into that stadium and they were right in front of us, literally. There's been times where that's happened, but anyhow, not with that, didn't get to, but they had to obey God. They were told, you know, when you do this, you know, after the seventh march, on the seventh day, give a shout, and every person will go straight in and possess the city. And all the other stuff, you know, would be, all the other houses other than Rahab's would be burned. And that was that, had to wait for 40 years because as punishment for what the Israelites had done when they were leaving Egypt, for how they did with their reports about the promised land because of the spies. The 10 spies who gave a bad report. So that was their punishment. Was that those of military age were to die first. So they would have to spend 40 years wandering in the desert, in a big desert. And they were to eat, you know, the manna. And yeah, while they were there, they complained about food. They said they wished they could have onions and that from, you know, and olives and stuff. Stuff that won't touch my mouth because I don't want it to. Like olives. And garlic cloves. I want the garlic burger from Steak and Shake. I don't want a garlic clove. There's this garlic double burger from this place called Steak and Shake. And let me tell you, Steak and Shake is like one of the best fast food burgers you could eat.
Agree.
How do you know? You've had one?
Yes, I did when I went to Florida.
They have one at the mall. We love that's by my mom's. They have one right outside of it. Yes, and you need Steak and Shake. You know you need it. I did okay, want it, but you know what I mean. We just say that. We just say that, you know, and we tease about it. So in that sense, we do need it.
Right.
So in that sense, it's like you don't, but you do.
You're right.
It's like that sense. But you know how we are. We need Steak and Shake like how marching band needs, like how, you know, the Israelites probably wish they had marching band, even though marching band wasn't a thing yet. But like 5,000 years later, you know, like in our day, they'd be like, oh, we need them.
Yep.
And they'd be, and then they'd be like, yeah, 40 years and they had to wander in the desert. And about the onions, I don't even want onions on my pizza. Take burn and bury the thing if it has it on there. Onions and tomatoes. You don't want cooked onions and tomatoes on your pizza, do you?
No, I do not. Definitely not.
Or watery sauce.
Or watery sauce.
Get that off my pizza.
Away with you.
You know, back to Little Caesars, I must go.
Yeah.
To get it fixed. but anyhow, listeners, the truth of the matter is, they were given instructions by God. Because they followed them, they got to experience, you know, freedom. Because, they got to be free. They didn't have to be in the desert anymore. And that he was to be devoted to God. And to no longer be used for the things that it had been used for, like the prostitution and all this other stuff that had been going on in that city of Jericho. But when you obey God, you know, and do the things that God tells you to do, like what they did in this case, they got blessed because they obeyed and did what God told them to do. If you disobey God, like what Psalms 40 years prior had done, there are consequences. Like when they had to wander in the desert for 40 years. They had to wander in that desert. And they ate manna, which I doubt tasted anything like a donut or even like a piece of garlic bread.
Imagine that. Just plain
bread.
Plain.
No sugar.
Nothing.
No fruit. No tasty vegetables even. Just plain manna and water to drink. Water. Just a song from the first, I'm not going to sing it for you tonight. I don't feel like it. But nonetheless, you can go online, look it up. I think it's pretty funny. And in fact, in it, he's supposed to say water. But at one point, he decides to say ice cream. And he did that because the donkey wanted more than water. Yeah, the donkey wanted some ice cream. And so would I. So would I. I'd want some ice cream too. If it was summer outside, I'd be like, at this point, listeners, I'd be like, you know, after this, I'll probably go to DQ. Get ice cream. Me and I just mentioned it, but it's January. It's the 18th of January, not July. And so there's a difference. All right. So, Heavenly Father, thank you, Jesus, for this for this word tonight. I pray that we would be obedient to your word and that we would understand it and not just be those who just hear it and don't apply it, do nothing about it. Thank you that we would actually do it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now, in terms of sports for the weekend, in NFL football, you have your divisional rounds. Your NFC, Dallas is going out to San Francisco to take on the 49ers. Honest prediction for this one? 1849. My honest prediction, 1849. Save the horse, ride a cowboy, 21. Side of the NFC, Giants versus Philadelphia Eagles in Philadelphia. My prediction, fly like an eagle, 28. Gigantic 18. AFC. Kansas City Chiefs, they are taking on, Jaguars. Jacksonville. Honest prediction, hail to the Chiefs. 31, Andrew Jackson, 24. Last but not least, Cincinnati Bengals going up to Buffalo to take on the Buffalo Bills. Honestly, there are people who think the Bills could fall and are vulnerable because of how they played against the Dolphins. And honestly, I agree with that. Bengals defense has been very tough. They've been getting better. So my honest prediction, Houdet Bengals, 29, Billy Bob, 24. So, once again, NFC, your winners will be Philadelphia Eagles and San Francisco 49ers. AFC, you will have Kansas City Chiefs, Cincinnati Bengals, and those will be your NFC and AFC champions for the week from Sunday. All right, folks, I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no evil shall befall us, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling, for you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. No drug or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no murderer, suicide, fire, flood, or crash will come near us or our loved ones. We're going to live in great peace and great joy and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. Amen. I love you. And until next time, God first, God always.
Hello, everybody.
Thank you. Even when we had the little... Yes, I still... Please.